Don't be scared, little one. This is all just a dream. Hello, pet. You might be wondering where you are right now. The truth is, you are in the realm of the in-between. Your tether to this life on Earth is worn thin. There's no need to panic. You are not in any danger. At least, not now. My servant Baku found you with only moments left to live. He offered to grant you one final wish before you met your demise, in exchange for allowing him to feast upon your nightmares. He granted you one last dream, a very pleasant dream, the most pleasant dream you've ever had. And that's where I come in, pet. Whatever happens next is the purest form of your deepest desires. I invite you to relax and enjoy this moment to the fullest, as it may be your last. Get lost in the throes of worldly pleasure with me. You won't regret it. You've been hiking for miles. You find yourself exhausted and your supply for food and drink have run dangerously low. As the night falls, you begin to worry. How will you find shelter for the night? Your throat is parched, your stomach churns with hunger, and your muscles ache something fierce. Just when you've given up hope, you see the smoke billowing from the chimney stack of an unsuspecting cabin. Hope swells your chest, and you find the strength to make your way down the hill towards the beacon of warmth and comfort. You make your way to the entrance, knocking with desperation. The door opens, and you find yourself face to face with the most beautiful woman you've ever laid eyes on. She wears a simple frock that accents her figure well, and her lush lips form a genuine smile as she inspects you. She ushers you in with promises of warmth and deep rest. She tends to your wounds, feeds you a hot meal, ensuring your needs are fully met. But there's one desire that still ails you. The warmth of a woman's touch. You crave intimacy, and she is more than willing to give you everything you long for. The innkeeper laces her fingers in yours and leads you to your sleeping quarters. The room boasts a comforting simplicity. She leads you over to the bed and invites you to lie down. I must warn you, sweetheart. This bed is no ordinary bed. Once you lie down, every fear, every worry, every moment of dread you've ever had will leave your body. You'll feel what's often described as a heavy emptiness. Allow it to take over. Make room for what's to come. If you can do that, all will be well. It can be overwhelming at first, but I'm right here with you.
You hesitate, but she gently wraps her arms around your neck, and you feel all inhibitions leave your body. Her scent of cloves and cinnamon lulls you into passionate submission.
Let me take care of you.
The moment the words leave her lips, you feel yourself slipping backwards onto the bed. The sheets, which look plain in appearance, feel like expensive silk on your skin. Your weight sinks deep as you begin to relax. A pleasant buzzing sensation courses through your limbs, and you begin to let go completely. You've never felt such comfort.
Doesn't that feel good, sweetheart?
You rest your head on the pillow, sinking into a bliss you've never known before. Your mind is quiet. Your body is at ease.
Would you like me to join you?
You attempt to nod your head, but everything feels heavy.
I can hear your thoughts. You won't need to use your words. If you want me to stop at any point, picture an elderflower. That will be our unspoken safe word.
She turns her back to you for a moment, making quick work of the buttons on her dress. You watch in awe as the layers fall away, revealing her beautiful body. She turns to you with a smile that sets your insides on fire.
Your turn.
Her soft hands delicately unclasp the buttons of your shirt. She rakes her fingers down your torso as an intense heat blooms in your core.
Try to settle your breath, darling. We're just getting started. There you are. You look so ready for me. My hands feel nice and warm on your cock. You like that, don't you? And I gently stroke you up and down like this. I need to taste you.
Your breath hitches as she takes you in her mouth. The pleasure is mind-numbing, unlike anything you've ever experienced.
Oh.
She starts slow, teasing the head with her tongue. Dancing around all the spots that drive you mad. As if she already knows your body so well.
You want me to take you deeper, don't you? No. Patience, darling. I'm enjoying myself too much. Give me time to savor you.
A devilish grin spreads across her cheeks. Her eyes are locked on you, so eager to please you. You want to beg her to take more of you. You want to fill her pretty throat, but the words can't escape.
I can hear those naughty thoughts of yours, honey. Poor thing. You'd be gripping my head and fucking my throat with no restraint if you could, huh? Would you make a mess of me?
You You begin to fantasize what she can do on her knees for you. Her eyes glazed and thankful for your cock deep in her throat.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? I love that.
Your eyes drift to the arch of her back, watching the shadows from the candlelight flicker over her. You can't help but imagine what it would be like to take her from behind. Having her bent over the bed for you, quivering from your touch. You want to touch her too. Give her half the pleasure she's already given you. But the heavy feeling in your bones is too gratifying.
Don't worry about me, Sudan. This is all about you. No need to feel guilty. But if it'll make you feel better, I can rub my pussy for you. Would you like that?
Your eyes widen with affirmation. And her hand trails down between her legs. She takes you deeper, sucks you harder, and her moans intensify. She gives you everything. The sound of her desperate moans as she plays with herself is enough to drive you mad. She whimpers with desire, driving herself closer and closer to coming, and you can't help but follow suit. Heat builds within you. You fail to think of a time you've ever wanted anything or anyone this much in your entire life. Every cell in your body begs for release.
You're close on you. Give yourself to me. I want you. I want all of you. Please. Please. Please give me everything. I need you. I need you to come.
Her desperate pleas take you over the edge as you give her exactly what she wants, what you both want. You spill into her mouth mercilessly, and her moans spiral into a lustful frenzy as she comes with you. The sound of her moans ebbing feels like honey pouring over your skin. She collapses onto your chest, breathless and writhing on top of you. She tenderly places her head against your chest. You want to wrap your arms around her, pull her closer, but your limbs remain locked in place. You panic, silently begging your limbs to move. The desire to hold her is absolute. You conjure the image of an elderflower, and the weight its spell breaks. Your arms fold around her, and you feel a total sense of peace wash over you. With her nestled in your arms, everything feels right. You both pant and gasp for air, and your breathing falls into a natural pace with her. With your newfound ability to move freely, You lavish her with gentle kisses along her hairline, her neck, any inch of skin you can reach, you claim.
How do you feel, sweetheart?
She looks up at you sweetly, selflessly, after giving you the world. She's searching your eyes to see if it was enough. You hold her even closer and whisper the words she'd never admit she desperately wants to hear. You took such good care of me. Now it's your turn. You spin her onto her side and ask her, when was the last time that someone took care of you? Her eyes widen, and a nervous but playful look overcomes her. You ask her if this divine bed will work on her the way it did on you. She chuckles.
Not exactly, but I can suspend my disbelief. I won't move a muscle.
You shower her neck with ravenous kisses and pin her arms down above her head, eliciting a moan. You work your way down her body, savoring every bump, dip, and curve until you've reached her clit. You look up at her to catch her chest rising and falling with feverish anticipation.
How kind of you to clean up my mess. Such a thoughtful guest.
She chuckles again, and you delight in her ability to stay witty, even with so much desire overcoming her. Your tongue dives into her, parting her lips as your mouth dances over her swollen, sensitive clit. Her moans are passionate and turbulent as you slide your finger inside her. She bucks her hips frantically, hungrily matching your rhythm. Your pace quickens as you bring her closer to the edge. Her sweet whimpers grow in desperation, and every plea sounds like one step closer to bliss.
I need you. I need you, sweetheart. Please, I need to feel you inside me. I need you in me, please, 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 please.
Her words send electricity down your spine. You love nothing more than to tease her for longer. Worship the temple between her legs. But her desperation is contagious. You climb up her body until you're face to face. She pants with anticipation. You tease her opening with your cock and watch her squirm for you. She bites her lip and lets out a tortured moan.
Please, please put it in.
You watch her pretty eyes widen as you thrust into her mercilessly.
Yes, you feel so good.
The feeling of her skin on yours is transcendent. With each thrust, your soul seemed to melt, becoming one. Nothing else seems to exist but the two of you here in this bed. You want to stay here forever. Do this. And only this, for the rest of your days. Her moans crash over you again and again, like waves. You remain steadfast in the pursuit of her pleasure, coming before yours. But your body begs to give in to the overwhelming warmth burning through your core. But she can still hear your thoughts. And you bated breaths. She assures you.
I'm close. I'm close. I'm dying. Don't stop. Please. You have to come with me, please. Oh, look, I need it.
Your mom's fuse with hers in a passionate crescendo, and she becomes completely undone around you because of you. Her body twitches under you, and her eyes roll back in utter bliss. You continue to drive into her, drawing every moment of pleasure out of her as long as you can. Her orgasm wanes, but you ruthlessly push for more while you still can. She grips you tightly, the quick spasms coaxing out your own climax, timed perfectly with hers. You collapse beside her, completely spent.
That was amazing. You're amazing. Oh, I've never felt anything like that before. Oh, thank you for taking such good care of me.
She smiles warmly and gently caresses your chest, nuzzling her face into your neck. Your body has never felt so empty and so full all at once. Your breathing falls into a calming rhythm, and you fall asleep in each other's arms. Hello again, pet. Would you agree that your dream was well worth the trade? I know true passion when I see it. Funny how sometimes being so close to death can strengthen your will to live. I'll be honest, pet. I thought your end was near, but it turns out you were strong enough to evade death this time. For your resilience, you will be graciously rewarded. Pet, it's time to wake up. Your eyes blink wide as if the sun is hitting them for the first time in ages. Your head feels heavy. Your limbs feel like heavy bricks tying you down to the bed. The bed. You're lying in a bed. You grapple with your surroundings until your eyes have adjusted. You're lying in a hospital bed. You start to panic, trying to fumble for any memory that might surface when you hear a short, gentle tap on the door.
Hi, I'm Nurse Hope. Glad to see you're finally showing signs of life.
Your eyes widen as the sound of her voice sends sparks through your whole body. She starts reciting your symptoms, but you don't hear any of it. You stare, mesmerized by the words coming from her lips. The same lips you were kissing only moments ago. Is this still a dream?
Oh, don't try to get up yet, please. You're not strong enough yet. Yeah, don't worry. I'm here to take care of you.